Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's no shortcut.
No. Home. Now, is this about the Eagles tonight, the Packers, or about Bryce Harper against Major League Baseball? Because that really is the question. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joe. We're going to have a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Packers coming up. We'll check in with you people and, of course, your phone calls, assuming Tyler is out of the bathroom here in a minute. But, Hugh, we have to update this story. This came out, what was like August? I feel like we were at Eagles training camp the one day we broke this story in the news that, you know, Rob Manfred, the baseball's commissioner, had been bouncing around, you know, clubhouse to clubhouse, team to team.
Yeah, just talking, chopping it up.
Well, I think he's trying to grease the skids for this salary cap talk that's about to happen.
Yeah.
Here's the reality. We probably have one more Major League Baseball season before there's a work stoppage, and it's probably going to happen after this coming season because mm-hmm. they're going to try to force the players to take a salary cap. We'll see what happens there. But the players are already fighting back to where that story came out that Bryce Harper basically told Manfred, get the bleep out of my clubhouse.
Come on, big guy.
Yeah, which led to that. Well, yeah. We got a little bit of an update from this. So Alan Walsh is a sports agent for Octagon. Now, he's a hockey agent, but Octagon represents all the sports. They have people that represent a lot of baseball players. So somehow he got wind of what went on in that meeting between Harper and the Phillies and Manfred. So there's a detail apparently we didn't find out from Jeff Passan and all the baseball guys. Listen to this part of the story. Kind of has to be worried about Bryce Harper's safety.
Someone with Manfred, not Manfred, but somebody with him, like a deputy commissioner, said to Harper, don't ever say that again to the commissioner. Don't ever disrespect him again publicly like that. That's how people end up in a ditch.
Man, that was strong.
I mean, very.
That's why the commissioner stood there like a G.
He was come on, everybody. Big guy.
He stood there like a G.
But I know. And Harper's like what, 6'8"?
Yeah, he was like 7 foot tall.
Yep.
Yeah, he was standing over, and the commissioner looking like, oh, so that's what you want to do, big fella? Is that's how you want to play this? You really don't want to see it. I got a side of me that you really don't want to see. That's why he just stood there like a G.
So here's my thing on this.
Harper better watch his back.
Harper better watch his back, but if this is if the commissioner has people saying those words for him,
that's crazy.
They're gonna put a salary cap in. You don't say those words without you're backing it up with something.
Yeah, if you got a lot of bravado,
So are you worried about Bryce Harper's safety?
Oh, no, Bryce will be all right.
Yeah,
commissioner, I don't think he bought that action.
Is Bryce?
Nah.
So it's just a couple guys not really about that action.
It's Friday night pillow fights.
Okay,
ain't neither one of them bought that action. I don't know. Commission, he seemed like the type that you do tend to worry about guys that don't say a whole lot. Because, they are the kinds that internalize a whole lot.
Sure.
Yeah, so he might be one of those.
It did seem a little heavy-handed on both sides. It was a conversation about a potential salary cap, which I know players hate that stuff. But, I don't know. To get the bleep out of my clubhouse feels a little strong. And then end up in a ditch feels ridiculously over the top.
What does that mean? Like, well, you going to run you off the road type?
Yeah, thing? I know what end up in a ditch means. It means the end. I mean, that's not.
Well, I thought, I kind of metaphorically speaking, run you off the road type deal.
Yeah, I think
you're thinking about it. You're talking about like slump.
Yeah, the upper room.
About the slump.
Where Tucker Kraft is.
Nah, come on, man. You can't be talking about slumping Bryce Harper. Well,
what did you take by that?
Well,
it was a threat.
I thought he was talking about, come on now, like we both talking about two, like I said, this is going to be Friday night pillow fights. Neither one of them going to do all that. And it's ironic, like, this is where I don't think there's any validity to it. It's because if it was, this would have came out immediately after the conversation was had. If somebody really thought that there was some smoke behind it.
Well, unless that was more of a private thing. Because I think everybody heard the Bryce thing, right? That was in front of
you're
all
saying clothes. In case somebody was like... they said it behind closed doors, and somebody was privy to that conversation.
Yeah.
Then you really ain't got a leg to stand on because you're not that dude. Like, you saying it behind closed doors, you're not saying it to his face. You know what I mean? It's like you selling wolf tickets at that point.
No, I mean, what if Manfred and Harper, like, had a private thing a little bit later with no one else around, and that's when the deputy
said. Oh, that's when the deputy said. Well, said. But so that was three people.
Sure, I guess. And I mean,
said,
I don't know.
Like, we workshopping this, but if he said it to Harper, does Harper strike you as the type that would let that fly? Because
what is he going to do to the commissioner of baseball?
But what I'm saying is Harper went in the paper a couple weeks ago and talked about how he was slighted when Dombrowski called him soft.
And that was soft by Harper.
So I'm thinking that if Bryce is as soft as we think he is, he probably would have went out. If he would have got threatened, he would have said something about that. Can't believe the commissioner threatened me like that with his
freedom. Yeah, I don't know. If someone says you might end up in a ditch, you might just lay low for a while.
No, I'll be like... No, see, like...
But this is you. This is you.
But I'm just saying, if somebody's threatening to put you in a ditch, then you can't let that person leave. You can't.
What are you going to do?
That's what I'm saying. You talk about threatening people, putting them in the ditch. You can't let that person leave.
I haven't heard the phrase put you in a ditch in years, by the way. Who uses that
still? I'm just saying.
If somebody
uses that strong analogy... Then they can't. You can't leave. Like, what's that movie? Brock said, "Now you just can't leave. You can't leave now. You got to stay here."
What was that?
You can't. Now you just can't leave.
I don't know.
That was Chaz Palminteri, wasn't it? I don't know. I'm getting the movies all messed up. But you know what I'm talking about. He asked you to leave nicely. Now you just can't leave.
Yeah,
you can't leave.
It is quite a situation. We'll keep our eye on it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Steve, on his way to the game, on his way to Lambeau. What's up, Steve?
We're on the way to the game. We went to Chicago first and caught that Bears game yesterday. A lot of Eagles fans in that game, too. So a lot flew into Chicago and heading up like your caller earlier in the well. And it was a Bronx tale.
That's what it is. Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. Now you can't leave.
All right. I know you're talking about that, Chaz. I didn't know where you were going with the analogy.
But did I have the actor right? Was it Chaz Palminteri? Okay. I got you.
Yeah, it was Chaz Palminteri when the biker gang came into the bar.
Yeah, not you can't leave.
Yeah, that was a great line.
Yes, it was.
But you got a parlay for us to offset the cost of this trip?
No, listen.
We do. We do have one for
you. Can I just tell you,
yes.
Steve, the fact that you, like, you, I'm assuming you ride with a bunch of your friends, right?
I got my son, two of his friends.
So you got bread. It ain't like you heard for bread. And then you talk about you there with other Eagles fans. You don't need a parlay. You out there living your best life. You going to two NFL games and you got three people with you. Well, two people including you. You got that money. You already living your best life.
Yep. And I'll tell you, the Bears fans, they were very happy with us. So they want us to return, do a favor. They
wait a minute. Steve, you wore your Eagles jersey to the Bears game?
Yes.
I am not mad. Because when you said you saw other Eagles fans, I'm assuming that other Eagles fans had their jersey there too, right?
They did.
That is a – like, Eagle fans are a unique bunch, man. They wanted their presence to be felt in that Midwestern area.
Yeah, the real Midwest.
The real Midwest.
Unlike here.
And they wore their Eagles gear. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
We rooted for the Bears, and we wanted them to beat the Giants, which, of course, they did. Now they want us to go up there and beat the Packers to do them a solid.
I think it's a fair deal. And you got to see CJ GJ make a couple plays yesterday.
Yeah. It was a great game, man.
So Steve, I got to ask, man, now since we're here, we're friends now.
Uh-oh.
Where did you eat? Did you get a deep dish pizza, or did you go swanky and go to like a nice restaurant?
They've got steakhouses in Chicago.
Okay, all right. Well, when we left this morning, we had White Castle for breakfast.
Oh, no, not rock.
Hey, living high on the hog.
You might have to pull over after that, brother.
And now we went to Giordano's and got a deep dish pie. I'll send Kyle the picture, okay?
All right.
I got
I mean, the deep dish pie, and there's a girl in a Giants outfit giving me the finger.
Is that right? That sounds like
awesome.
A party.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Steve, enjoy tonight, and let's get a win. Go Birds.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
There we go, Steve. Good stuff.
That sounds like a great road trip.
We will cook up a same game parlay for you. So keep listening. We'll have it for you before the end of the show. Same game parlay for the game tonight coming up. Oh, let's grab Tyler in Delaware. Last time we checked in with him,
he was on the toilet.
He was flushing the toilet. What's up, Tyler?
You know, Hugh, you were absolutely right. I was dropping the deuce.
There we go.
You know, when you're dropping packages off, sometimes the nature's calling.
Yeah, these are our listeners, everyone.
Hey, we love them to
death. But hey, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, great to talk to y'all on this game day football Monday. I tell y'all, I feel a lot lighter than I've ever felt.
Oh,
and to Chris in Concord, the way he started off his call, I washed my hands front and back 20 seconds and dried them as well. So we are back on the road, and we are ready to rock and roll, y'all.
Tyler, we're happy to have you back and ready to talk, because 5 minutes ago, obviously, you weren't in the position to talk. So what are you feeling, Tyler? You ready for a win tonight?
Joe, I've been enjoying this talk all day, Hugh, for about the first three quarters of the show. I thought we had the Timu knockoff version of you, because I'm like, the Hugh Douglas I know ain't no scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm. I've never been a scaredy cat.
He's also way more petty than this.
Yeah.
He wants to bring it for them Thundercats. Look, for any of y'all out there who are concerned about this game, all right, y'all know I speak the language of facts. Let me remind you of the game within the game. And I'm talking about the battle between the two running backs, Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. In the season opener against the Packers in Brazil last year, Saquon went for 132 total yards, three tutties, shined in his first game as an Eagle against that Green Bay defense. When we saw the Green Bay Packers again in the wild card round of the playoffs in our house at the Link, we saw Saquon run once again for over 100 yards to the tune of 119 yards, and he didn't turn the ball over. Just like Devon Achan yesterday of the Dolphins said he was extra motivated because he was going up against James Cook on the other side of the ball, I expect a hungry ground and pound Saquon Barkley game where he is ready to put his cleats on the ground, fresh off the bye, and run all over that Green Bay defense and Micah Parsons. Listen, Philadelphia, we are going into the house that Lombardi built, the house where the very trophy that we have won twice now is named, that we are trying to defend and go back to back. You thought we were excited to beat the Rams in our house? This is the game we circled on our calendar. The Green Bay Packers, who led the charge to ban the tush push, who are chumps, who aren't a real football team, who complained about the toughness, the hard nose, it's not a football play. We are a football city. We are trying to go back to back and put the league on notice. They are giving us our flowers. We are still actually defending Super Bowl champions. We are being disrespected for the greatness that our football team displays. As the great Vince Lombardi once quoted, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. This Eagles team is charging into Green Bay with that mentality. We are coming to the frozen tundra of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to serve up some Philly-sized BTA. We don't complain when the going gets tough. We put our nose down and we keep going. So those boys on the defense, Zach Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, last year in the wild card game had huge interceptions. I expect more of the same from our corners and those interior linemen to go put Jordan Love on the ground in that frozen tundra. The only poison pill that will be activated tonight is the look on Micah Parsons' face
complaining and dejected on the sidelines when our offensive line shuts him down tonight? We are going to put that foot. We're going to unleash and unload through the air and on the ground. It's Eagles 34. It's Panthers 13. It's E-A-G-L-E-S.
Man, Tyler, that's one of the best ones we've ever gotten. Tyler, we appreciate it. I'm actually glad we got Tyler after you used the bathroom.
Yeah, it sounded like he was getting weighed down.
Yeah, he got to get a little lighter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
That was a good one. I always think Tyler's voice is going to go, and then he composes himself for the chant.
Yeah, well, it's gone tonight.
Yeah, we can't.
He doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, we won't be able to take his call tomorrow. All right. We'll get to you people coming up here tonight. A couple things about tonight. Pre-game show starts at 6 p.m. tonight with myself and Hugh Douglas.
Yeah,
Elliott Shore Parks live from Lambeau. We'll be on at 6 p.m., so Hugh, don't get too far away from the studio because we got to get back here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be, the traffic going to be kind of tight.
What do you think? Nap when you get home or no nap?
I was thinking about a nap, but I don't know, man.
You got to make it through the whole game.
I need a nap.
Yeah, this isn't going to be a blowout. I wouldn't think.
You've been unlike yourself today. I think you do need a nap.
What do you mean? Yeah, I've been like myself.
Well,
I mean, I've always felt like this game was not that big of a deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a must win.
Let me pull that back. I never felt like the Green Bay Packers were that big of a threat.
Again, they're favored for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Well, still weird to me.
Well, some people think they're better. I mean, that's
I think those people are wrong.
Well, I hope you're right, and we'll find out tonight. Other thing to note tonight: Ava Graham going to be at the Iron Oven in Southampton at 7:15.
Hey, that sounds
for
like a
Bud Light Eagles watch party. All right, let's check in with our people, the U people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Somebody needs to come down there and smack you guys.
I mean, that's probably evergreen. Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, you know, we don't condone violence around these parts.
Come on, big guy.
I'm just saying. Good luck.
That's how you end up in a ditch. You can't have that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So none of you are going to bring up Parry Nickerson.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That didn't. Why
am I bringing up Parry Nickerson?
Dude, I don't know.
There was not a name.
They do have to make a roster move, don't they, if they activate Nolan Smith tonight?
No, I don't think he's activated, because when I looked at he was still on the IR.
He was questionable, no.
Yeah, would it still, like, the listings that I saw this morning.
That's what he's saying. If they have to, if they activate him off the IR, they have to put somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So someone's got to go to bring Nolan back to the roster.
It could be Parry Nickerson. Good reason to bring up Parry Nickerson.
I wonder if it's A.J. Dillon. He could be out
there. He's Rashad Penny 2.0.
See you, buddy.
2.0.
Yep. How is Joe Giglio employed?
Well, because he does a great job.
The key card still works.
Yeah.
The check still cash. So as long as that happens, I'm just going to keep showing up.
The check still cash.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep showing up until those two things stop.
Yep. So the division is over, Joe, but you don't know what this team is?
they're the best team in a terrible division.
Yeah, I don't,
you've been kind of
I feel like two separate things.
They're totally separate things. I don't know if they're great yet to win a Super Bowl this year, but they are clearly going to win the NFC. So how is that hard to reconcile?
Well, it's hard for people to pay attention sometimes too. So okay. I mean, there, there's that.
Okay. Just make sure we're all on the same page.
We're not.
and you know what, fellas? We never will.
Never will be.
Kyle is a total fake.
what do you think about that?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay. I don't think you're fake.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't think I am either. I hate to say it, but Kyle's stash looks healthy.
Do you feel it's healthy?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Man, what is that? Well, I think there's something. That's a hidden. Yeah.
What does hate to say it mean, though? Why would you hate to say it?
Well, I think maybe they don't want to compliment you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Are there days where it feels different than others? Like, what's life with a mustache like?
Mm. You know, Joe, that's a really good question. I would probably need a little bit more time to get into that. Maybe one day. One day we'll talk about it. Enough with the weather talk, Hurricane Hugh.
You know, that was my nickname in high school.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Hurricane Hugh. Because it was like Hurricane Hugo.
Oh, yeah.
Was like the storm that
hit. That was a big thing that year.
Yeah. Hmm. As a high school.
You talked a lot about the weather today.
No, I'm just saying it's cold. What did I say? It was cold.
That's I just can't believe that you're the former football player.
Former is the key word in that.
By the way,
former is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
While we're on the weather talk, I noticed Elliot with his agenda that there should be a dome. Mm. Like, if there's one place, can we keep Lambeau Field out of the dome conversation?
It's already in a neighborhood. It's like literally in a neighborhood.
Do we have to ruin everything? Yep. Can't they just play football outside? This isn't that big of a deal. They'll be fine.
You know what I just thought about? What do the homes go for around Lambeau? They're probably pretty expensive for them not to look like a whole lot.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I'll look.
Yeah, because like I remember driving through a neighborhood getting to Lambeau Field.
What are you looking for? What kind of, like, how many?
No, I'm just saying. They're probably ranch style homes for the most part.
Yeah.
Three bedroom.
Well, probably similar to around here because it's a Midwest town.
No, way cheaper than you think.
What are they going for? Like $2,000? $300?
Yeah, four bedroom, two bath, 1,500 square foot ranch.
That's small.
Well, you said ranch.
Oh, yeah, I did say ranch. Okay. I did.
That's $200,000. A three bedroom, three bath, about 2,100 square feet. $349. Here that's like $550, $650, $750.
This is riveting stuff.
Well, yes.
No, I'm saying. Don't you kind of wonder about stuff like that? Like,
not right now.
Much, you know what I mean? Mm-mm. How much it costs to live around Lambeau?
Less than you think.
Yeah, you know, all this time that we have between now and when you go do the pregame show, why don't you go look that up?
Okay. Looking for a home.
OMG, quit crying, Douglas.
Agreed.
Yeah.
No. No.
So you acknowledge that you were crying.
I wasn't crying. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. I'm not a crier.
Except at the coldness of
the air. Yeah, yeah. We're crying about the cold a little bit. Yep. Wow, Hugh is totally lost.
I mean, how is that different than any other day? Mm-mm. What is he talking about?
Yeah, it's the wow that I'm surprised about. Like, you're surprised that Hugh is lost. He's always lost.
Where you been? Mm-hmm.
I don't even recognize Hugh anymore. And somebody replied, yep, he's old news.
Wow.
No, but
that hurts.
Yet, but yet news. You're still here talking about me. I'm
old news.
But
is
you're
tough.
There commenting on me.
Old news.
You know, I used to be proud to watch you, Douglas.
Used to be. That used to be as strong.
You've disappointed so many.
So
and today, you were the one feeling confident.
I am. I just said I think they win.
You know what? People saw right through it.
You know, because the way it sounds is like you think they're going to win, but it's almost like an accident. Yeah.
No.
Like is it going to be like the Chiefs and Rams games?
No,
because that was like they won, but.
I've always thought, like, I've told you this for weeks, that I thought that we should be favored in this game.
I've said that.
People just want honesty, Hugh.
And I'm being honest. Well, and so, like, when I came in this morning, my thought was, how is this game going to go? How are they going to win this game? Never thought that they weren't going to win it.
Sure.
Just how is it going to go?
Sure.
Don't know.
We got two quick ones here.
Yep.
Wow, Hugh was right about his neck. What a shame.
Yeah, you're talking about my neck was bigger.
Yeah. No neck.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No neck, Hugh. No neck, Douglas.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, we got it.
Yep.
we caught that.
Oh, Hugh didn't like that.
No, yeah. You know. You could be a little bit more creative. I mean, it wasn't. You know.
All right, what do we got?
One more thing here. We got to revisit Tyler on the toilet. It's ridiculous timing here with this phone call.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sounds like he's dropping a deuce. Yeah, he was.
So just to give everyone a little behind the scenes, Tyler was on hold for a good amount of time, maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Couldn't hold it.
It just so happened to be the time that we went to him. I had no idea what he was doing. he's literally flushing the toilet. I mean, you can't get timing like that anywhere else besides the midday show with some UP. Tyler here in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sounds like he's dropping the deuce.
And we did go back to him, and he gave us a great Eagles chant and a great pump-up speech. All right, let's do a little same-game parlay, FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's put one together for tonight, Hugh.
Eagles money line.
All right, Eagles money line.
Jalen's anytime touchdown.
He is due. On a tush push? Of course it's on a tush push. It's on a tush push.
That's fine. We can do that.
You don't think he's scoring a tush push?
Yeah, tush push.
All right, how else is he scoring?
No, I'm just saying anytime. Yeah, anytime touchdown. Right. That's a tush push.
Who's scoring for the Packers? I feel like Josh Jacobs feels like the safe bet. Jacobs?
Yeah.
All right. Jacobs, anytime touchdown. And I like DeVonta Smith tonight, over 54.5 yards receiving. He is our number one target. All right, so Hurts, anytime touchdown. DeVonta, over 54.5 receiving yards. Eagles, money line. And Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown score. That puts you at about a 10-1. So for our listeners out there on their way to Lambeau that wanted a parlay to offset the cost of the trip, there you go, a 10-1. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you at 6 for the pregame show. Go Birds! And we'll talk at 6 right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know I love me some Philly fall. When the chill hits, it's time to stock up on those seasonal tasty cakes. I'm all about the salted caramel donuts, people. Those things are dangerous. Or maybe, just maybe, a pumpkin pie when they need a little something sweet after the show. So don't wait. Stock up now before they disappear. Tasty cake. Philly made. Philly love. Except no substitutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.